Cedric Muhammad.
On his town, Dwayne is with him. When Dwayne goes to Cleveland, he stays at LeBron's house. This isn't one of these casual friendships where guys in the league, pound fists and walk away. These guys are legitimate friends. And a conversation that we've been having for a year here, you tell me, if you're one of these two guys and you have a legitimate friend, a guy who's your boy and you're young and you love to run with him, you explain to me why you wouldn't team up with that guy and go try and hog championships when the money doesn't really matter to either one of you. Like, if one of you takes less or one of you takes a little bit more, I mean, who cares? These guys are going to be able to make so much endorsement money that it's going to make the max contracts even feel small, especially after they start winning together. Explain to me why everyone laughed this off, or did until recently. Because I don't get it. I would so be there with my friend. If I could play with a team with one of my best friends, I would go do it, and the money would end up coming. But I keep hearing, every time I mention it to somebody over the last 8 months, you get, well, ego, somebody's got to be the man. I mean, what do these two guys care about there? They're already the man. Like, do you really think that LeBron James is going to be put off by something as small as, if he doesn't win a championship this year, people are going to say that he couldn't win a championship without Dwayne Wade? What does he care about stuff like that? What do you think? What would you do if you were if you had a very good friend and you two could go conquer the world together?
I go to Miami and you're my only friend, so you know my answer. So I would obviously go to Miami. Who am I kidding here?
Or anywhere. If not Miami, just if the two of you should go team up. But this is a pretty good place to do it.
Dan, always a pleasure.
It's Colin Cowherd and Dan Lebertar. LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, I'm buying into this. I think they'll be playing together, either in New York or Miami next year. Well, let me put the camera on. I want to blow a kiss to Princess Ima. Okay, sweetheart. Send me an email or a text about this song. I might have to listen to these lyrics. Oh, Rupert Murdoch, about to buy Billboard magazine. Financial Times. Yes, I have a Philadelphia Eagles hat on. Pardon me, this is Rupert Murdoch's son, Lakeland Murdoch, the eldest son of Rupert Murdoch.
In town, Dwayne is with him. When Dwayne goes to Cleveland, he stays at LeBron's house. This isn't one of these casual friendships where guys in the league, pound fists and walk away. These guys are legitimate friends. And a conversation that we've been having for a year here, you tell me, if you're one of these two guys and you have a legitimate friend, a guy who's your boy and you're young and you love to run with him, you explain to me why you wouldn't team up with that guy and go try and hog championships when the money doesn't really matter to either one of you. Like, if one of you takes less or one of you takes a little bit more, I mean, who cares? These guys are going to be able to make so much endorsement money that it's going to make the max contracts even feel small, especially after they start winning together. Explain to me why everyone laughed this off, or did until recently, because I don't get it. I would so be there with my friend. If I could play with a team with one of my best friends, I would go do it, and the money would end up coming. But I keep hearing, every time I mention it to somebody over the last 8 months, you get, well, ego, somebody's got to be the man. I mean, what do these two guys care about there?
You see the point with this? The Wednesday 10, the story that I talked about, the young, primarily Jewish, 20-year-olds who would meet regularly to support one another to become a unit. Some people, I think, are misreading LeBron. LeBron and Dwayne Wade may be able to win 6 championships together if they got a third cog in the wheel. They're going to, I think this is going to happen. New York or Miami, LeBron and Dwayne Wade. So we end the show as we always do. I encourage you all, you can get my book, The Entrepreneurial Secret. There's a chapter called Building Your Team. Can't do it by yourself. You need like-minded individuals who are diverse, talented, Read that article on the Wednesday 10 on my blog, Etiquette and Networking, the Secret Society of Business. So important. Let me give you all an example of one of the greatest units ever.
Napoleon Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard, James J. Dillon, Nature Boy, Ric Flair. And you know, guys, I was just thinking, how awesome would it be if all four of you were in the ring at the same time? It's sort of an eight-man tag team type of thing, huh?
Well, I tell you what, they'd have to put up some pretty heavy money because I can't imagine four people getting in the ring against the four horse. I can't imagine eight guys getting in against this. I can't imagine anybody in their right mind getting in against this. But I can't imagine this. I can imagine that sometime during 86, Dusty Rhodes is going to take his tights, all of his wrestling gear, and put it outside the door of one of these buildings around the country with a sign on it that says, I quit. Rhodes, one way or another, we're going to get rid of you, and it's going to take place this year. Mark on it.
You know, guys, being part of the Four Horsemen, everywhere you go, all over the country, the people say, the horsemen are coming, and all the women go crazy. But you know, you start talking about the people we've done in. You go talk to Dusty Rhodes and ask him about his leg. You go ask Ronnie Garvin about his hand. You go ask the Road Warriors who dropped him right on top of their heads and left them laying. And the list goes on. So what four men are capable of getting in the ring with the Four Horsemen? Huh?
You answer that. What do you think, Arn?
Come on. Cornette, when these bashes started, I told you, we had the gold to begin with. When the bashes are over, we will continue to have it. Gentlemen, anybody out there watching, we're a unit. The Four Horsemen are not four individuals. And last but not least, I don't want to say I told you so. I don't want to blow our own horn, but toot, toot. We are still recipients and owners of all the trophies. We make it happen in professional wrestling. Tell them, champ.
You see, Jim Cornette, in the case of the Four Horsemen, you have got brains. You have got wealth. You have a tremendous amount of brawn. And ladies, let me assure you, there's not a gelding in the bunch. We are the studs in professional wrestling. We are the men that get it done. And we tell you we're going to be somewhere and we're going to beat somebody up, then you know what? Put it in the bank, because we'll be there and we're going to beat somebody up.
Oh, I had to stay over just to read you my email exchange with Bevan Alexander, the war historian. Let me read to you the question that I sent to him at 7:29 p.m. Eastern Time last night, right before President Obama spoke. I said, "Dear Bevan, I hope this finds you well, sir. 6 years since our in-depth interview at blackelectorate.com. On the night of President Obama's address outlining his plans for an increase in troops in Afghanistan, I thought it would be great to learn from you if you believe there are distinctive parallels, as some believe, between the situation in Afghanistan today and what took place in Vietnam militarily. You answered this question for me in 2003 as it related to comparing Vietnam and Iraq, and I wanted to see if you accept the analogy made between Afghanistan and Vietnam in any way, tactics, war strategy, or political objectives." Here is what Bevan Alexander said to me. He said, "Dear Cedric, very good to hear from you again. I hope you're well. The parallel between Afghanistan and Vietnam is quite close, and the prospects in Afghanistan are just as bleak as they were in Vietnam. We have the identical situation we had in Vietnam, an indifferent to hostile population from which insurgents can strike and where they can hide, an ideology that is as attractive to young Muslim fundamentalists as independence was to the Vietnamese. A border with Pakistan over which supplies can flow and insurgents can retreat. The Afghan central government is ineffective and is riddled with corruption. Its base of support is extremely small. On the other hand, the Taliban are being supported by an enormous opium poppy network that provides most of the money in the country. This is the central power base. The U.S. must attack the trade because it is a criminal enterprise. But numbers of Afghans will support the drug trade because it brings in money. President Obama's date for pulling out of Afghanistan gives the Taliban and Al-Qaeda a positive period that they must hold out.
after which they can expand once again. The program aims at disrupting and dismantling Al-Qaeda. See the testimony of Defense Secretary Robert M. Gates in the Wednesday, December 2nd New York Times. I do not see how an American army can achieve such a goal. Al-Qaeda needs only to pull back into Pakistan if hard pressed. I see no hope for President Obama's program. I am most discouraged. Sincerely yours, Bevan Alexander, one of the foremost war historians and military scientists in America. I see no hope, he writes, for President Obama's program. I am most discouraged. Pass that around. That may end up on Bevan's site. If it does, we'll link to it. Love you all. Take care. AI and the Sixers, now the fifth best team in the Eastern Conference. I like Mayweather in 11 rounds to stop Pacquiao.
And now I shall give you the first cue as to the nature of the great master key which has been responsible for all the great successes in every calling in every part of the world. Please listen carefully to what I have to say, because you may discover the secret of the master key in this first visit. You may get your first cue as to the nature of the great master key when I tell you that psychologists have discovered a natural law which is the very foundation of all personal successes. And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.